movies. I get to learn something new. I don't even have to think. Lucky me. I know what is right and wrong. Gonna put it in a song. Yes, you're just a sing along.
Is there anybody there?
Yeah!
Yeah!
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and we just came back there from a set of mostly new music, with the exception of that last track.
Which is very not new. In fact, it's quite old, going back all the way to the year of our Lord, 1979, the year that post-punk broke. We heard something from The Fall's, I believe this is their debut record, Dragnet. Oh, it's their sophomore record. Okay.
Well, the first one was the Witch Trials one.
Oh, yes, Live at the Witch Trials. So, yeah, this is their sophomore, which is probably, like, a better formation of their sound that they would eventually reach. A great record, though, even this early on in their discography. We heard Psychic Dance Hall.
Before that, we heard new music from Cola's latest album, The Gloss. We heard Parlor Tricks. Mm-hmm. Is it Parlor Tricks?
Well, I think it's Parlor Tricks. I think it's a little bit of wordplay from those boys. Those Cola boys. Oh. And then we heard from another group who also had an album out this year. This album was titled Dial Up. Same thing with the band, so it's a self-titled record. We heard Killers on the Flower Moon. And we started things off from something that is off of the Sacred Times album that's coming out. That's going to be on Ghana Records. It's not out yet, but it will be released in October on the 18th. This is a brand new record by a group called Pi Pi.
Yeah, and we heard the song Lonely Striped Sock to start off that set. Coming up next, we're going to have a mini album anniversary and then some new stuff.
Yeah, so we actually have a lot of new material to get through in this set as well. Of surprise release was by Skinny Dick. There actually wasn't a lot of fanfare for this new album coming out, but it dropped. It's called Easy Going, and it's a fantastic release. I think probably the strongest thing this singer-songwriter has released yet. We're going to hear a track from that. Also, the Tindersticks are back with their first album in quite a while. They have done some soundtrack work, but they haven't done an album proper in quite a few years, so it's great to hear these UK boys get back to it with their latest release, Soft Tissue, as well a brand new solo record by Thurston Moore that we're going to be playing from. But, as Dave mentioned, there is an anniversary, a 30th anniversary, of Ween's Chocolate and Cheese record. This band has very often been considered a kind of quasi-comedy act, which they dislike. And it's hard to like make an argument against that, though, considering the subject matter of some of their songs. But regardless of that, they've always had a great sense of songcraft and melody. Honestly, like usually when you hear about comedy bands, the novelty wears off after a while and you end up just brushing aside their songs. With Ween, though, their attention to songcraft has always made their songs stand out. And while personally this is not my favorite record of theirs, I think it is probably the one that really drew a lot of attention to their discography, 1994's Chocolate and Cheese. We're going to hear the track What Diener Was Talking About here on Revolution Rock.
The wash is out, it's hanging up, and all I have is nothing, nothing to do, nothing to say. I think I must be dreaming. The sun comes up and I'm all lashed out. Is this what Dina was talking about? I don't think I will ever return.
control. Can we please go? I left an hour ago. Where's my coat? It's so cold. You cornered me. Two walls, 90 degrees. Feels so cheap. I'm so tired. Out of control.
Everything that I was trying to lose, everything that I was dreaming, everything was nothing new.
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We just came back there from some new music from Thurston Moore.
Yeah, taking it down just a little bit in this set, just getting a little bit calm before we pick it back up. We heard something from Flow Critical Lucidity, which is the latest release from the former Sonic Youth member. There's a lot of solo records to his name at this point and a lot of different projects, but this is out now. This is preceded by Isabel, which was a single dropped independent of the record not too long ago, just a few months back. We heard the track New in Town. Expect that sort of ethereal sound to be present on that record. It's very reminiscent of their Sonic Youth soundtrack work, including that archival one that was released a few years back. So if you like more atmospheric music from Thirst More, that's definitely an album worth checking out. And speaking of atmosphere, with a bit of soul, we heard Tindersticks before that.
Yeah, we heard the track New World from their latest release, Soft Tissue.
Yeah, and a very soulful sound, like you said. Very indebted, as always, with Tindersticks to Leonard Cohen. But with that one in particular, it seems like it's really evoking a lot of Leonard Cohen's final two records that he recorded in unison with his son, Adam Cohen. Really amazing stuff there from Tindersticks. Prior to that, we heard a brand new album from Skinny Dick, at least one of the tracks from that album. It's titled Easy Going, and we heard the song Out of Control from that.
And then we started off that set with music from Ween from their 94 release, Chocolate and Cheese. We heard What Diener Was Talking About.
Still don't know what Diener was talking about after all these years. But with that said, it's a very interesting record because I will say this, Ween, even though they often get lumped into comedy rock, they definitely had a lot of a diversity in their sound. Like, they can go from that sort of jangle pop to country to metal to punk to, like, mariachi music all within one record. And even though I don't think necessarily everything lands on this one, there is a lot of great songcraft on this particular record.